Ladies and gentlemen, let's pile on Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, you didn't pile on the snow. I think both you and I are very disappointed because day before yesterday, you thought you would get at least 6 inches or more, and so did I. Wasn't the case. Yeah,
look
what happened.
And then it just did that light freezing rain, and then until in the evening it got to be fairly moderate freezing rain. And this morning we have two-hour delays abounding all over the place. The state roads are kind of okay, but if you live anywhere that, if you're on a dirt road or if you have any dirt or stone path at your house or if you have anything that's wood, if it's not treated, be very careful because we had a pretty good buildup of ice last night. I mean, on the ramp here, we call it the ramp of death here at the radio station because it's 40 feet. It's a handicapped ramp that's 40 feet, and it's wood. And this morning there was easily between an eighth and a quarter of inch of crusty ice on it.
Yeah, well, the whole thing fell short. You know, as I told you a little bit earlier this morning, sometimes you feel confident when all the computer models are in agreement, but all the computer models were in agreement that it was going to be a big snow, and it wasn't. So maybe we're better off when they disagree. Even North, I don't believe they got as much. I don't know if you got any reports, but I don't believe that the Berkshires got close to 12.
No, I don't think they got close to 6.
Right. You know, I know once you get up into the Green and White Mountains, they did get somewhere between 6 and 10. But it wasn't, you know, I was seeing people predict up to 14 inches yesterday up there. So everybody was going bonkers. And you have to admit, it came down pretty good for a while, but then boom. Warm air came in aloft and changed it over to sleet and freezing rain, and now that's out. Partly sunny today, low 30s, clear tonight, 10 to 15. A snowstorm will hit Chicago tonight and tomorrow. They'll get about 8 inches. What's left of that will come to us in the form of snow showers late tomorrow night and into early Saturday. We're not going to see much, maybe an inch. Low 30s for highs on Friday. Saturday, if you have a snow shower in the morning, it'll change to a rain shower in the afternoon, but nothing significant. Mid-40s, then occasional rain on Sunday. Mid-40s, Sunday we could have an all-day rain, which, of course, will not bode well for skiing.
What's the temperature going to be on Sunday?
Mid-40s.
And it's going to be a steady rain or a light rain?
Steady rain.
That doesn't bode well.
No.
When do we get back to the winter pattern?
I would say mid-month. I would say maybe by the end of next week. Maybe around this time next week. More of a wintry pattern. But I'm not excited about this. I don't see clues in the longer range that's getting me excited. I see the same old thing. So it'll get a little colder and, you know, we'll still have this mishmash stuff. Chicago's being pounded. Last week and this week, snowstorm after snowstorm. That's what should have been happening here, according to the long range. But the jet stream is in the wrong position. We need to move it 1 to 2 degrees longitude east. And then what Chicago's getting, we'll get. But that's not the case. So that's Marshall. And I'll tell you, it was a hectic day yesterday watching all of that. As you know, I was updating the forecast for our area. And it was updating the forecast all over the place. It was just one of those days, update. And what else could I tell you? At least today we have a nice little respite, and it looks like even down the road, there's nothing to get too excited about. I did have another question for you concerning Google and Google Drive and Dropbox.
Okay.
Because, as you know, your files are put into the Google Drive.
Yep.
And when I drag the files over to the Google Drive, just like Dropbox, I see it refresh. I see the circles go around, and then boom, check. So how come that's happening on the Google Drive, but it's not happening on the Dropbox?
Because Google Drive has its own proprietary software.
Oh, okay.
And you have a Google browser on your computer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. That's okay. You see, Dropbox is not a browser. It is a site you go to with a browser. Okay, but Google is, they have the browser, everything's all in one. So it's you. So it will refresh and update. But Dropbox, it's a location that you go to. Do you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And so when you want to refresh that location, you refresh it. But your Google Drive is on your Google browser, so it will update itself.
Okay.
That's why.
That's a good answer. Thank you.
Well, that's a layman's answer. I mean, there's probably a better technical answer, but that's a layperson's answer for that.
Okay.
But it comes out to be the same thing.
Okay, well, that's good.
You know, you're not sending something someplace else. Like when you send something to Dropbox, it's going someplace else. When you on Google Drive on your computer, you're just moving it to the Google Drive that's licensed to you. So that's almost like you're just moving it from one room to another. You know what I mean?
I see.
And the other one, you're moving something from one house to another house. That's the best way I can describe it.
Well, that's a good way to describe it. Thank you very much for that.
So now it was pile on time for Mike Causey today because I said, Mike, you know, what's coming up tomorrow? He says, what? So I said, the Olympics. He says, I could care less. Well, I tell you.
That's all you had to say, huh?
Oh, people, you know, Pat and Clara and other people, you know, they disagree with Mike Causey. They left me a message that he should take a happy pill. A happy pill. I don't know. I like the Olympics, okay? I don't go crazy over the Olympics, but I like certain things about the Olympics. Like, I like the ski jumping. Okay. I like the luge. I like the, you know, where they come down on that stupid sled and they go on 700 miles an hour. I like the bobsled. But you know what? The thing I don't like is the thing that everybody likes. The ice skating. I appreciate the work that these people put in and everything, but to me, ice skating is like synchronized swimming. It's really, I mean, they put a lot of work into it, but I just can't get into it.
Really, huh?
No, now the speed skating, you know, where they go around the circle and they speed skate, I could watch that.
Right, okay.
I could watch that. I don't mind that at all. But yeah, so, and the Summer Olympics, I don't like to run, jump, or do anything like that. So the Summer Olympics hold nothing for me. Like I said, I don't like to do anything that's a physical activity. So,
well, I will watch it occasionally. To me, the best part is the opening and closing.
I like the opening ceremonies because I like to see. If I'm ever up for them, which I'm not. I would watch the opening ceremonies. That's interesting, but other than that, give me the ski jumping, give me the fast ice racing, the toboggans, the luge, stuff like that. I like that.
Okay.
Stuff. Not that I'd like to be out there in it, but anyways. So that's it then. Then so we basically have blah weather for the weekend.
Yeah, it doesn't. It really does not look promising. It looks, you know, very gray, but it's on the mild side and it's wet. You know, it's very much like March.
Well, the great thing for Saturday and for Friday is that it's going to be mild. It's not going to be bitter cold.
Right.
So people Friday night and Saturday at the ski jumps are going to be comfortable. And by the way, a little bit of rain on the ramp is fine. It pats it down so they can go faster and stuff like that. On Sunday, if it's a steady rain, that'll be a downer. But it is what it is, and we'll see what happens. Maybe it won't be such a steady rain.
Well, we could always hope for that, but it's a really, really slow-moving front, so it's going to be similar to yesterday, but only instead of freezing rain, it'll just be plain rain.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, you know?
But
it sounds good for Friday night lights and for Saturday because it's going to be like warmer and the snow's there and everything like that. So,
and so Friday night it will snow, but as I said, I'm only expecting about an inch.
So that's it. Well, we'll see what happens. What time Friday night you think?
I think it'll be coming in late tomorrow, and be with us Friday night early, and it'll go through the evening into Saturday morning.
A bit of very light snow.
Very light.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what's left. That's what will be left of the Chicago snowstorm.
All right. I think they can deal with that. I think they can deal with that. Now watch, Friday night into Saturday, we'll get a blizzard.
Heavy snow, right, when we didn't expect it, exactly.
Some storm will form off the coast and right. sit there.
Yeah.
That's not possible, actually.
I also think that Anthony Jay will be working on Saturday.
Jay will be working on Saturday, all right.
Yep, and Bill on Sunday.
All right, well.
This week, anyhow.
Let's hear it for Jay.
Yes.
Now, does he spell his name? Is it J-A-Y or just the letter J?
I think it's the letter J. That's his middle name.
Okay.
His middle name is probably Joseph. I meant to ask him. So he just uses Anthony J.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's going to probably write it as J-A-Y.
Okay. Pat, we want you to have a good weekend.
No, tomorrow's Friday.
No, tomorrow's Friday. Oh, it seems like Friday already.
Yeah.
All right, have a good day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow if I'm still awake.
Bye, boy. Sure.
Goodbye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the forecast.